Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hassan Mulu.
Hey, peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, yesterday I was like, can this week be over already? Even though it just begun today, I'm a little more zen. So.
Hey, I like zen.
Positivity, you just gotta find the good, you know, in the day and just push the negativity to the side. You know, working on that self and that temper and that anger because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like, especially the area I live in, there's not that many black and browns. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like in a test me if you want mode, and I'm trying not to be in that mode because, you know, when you're in that mode, you're looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be in that mode.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, I had pulled up in my driveway today, and I had a moment, and I said, girl, don't let everything that's going on in this world do it to you. So,
mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm fine. How are you? How was your day?
My day's going by so. No complaints, really. I am once again. I miss my voice. I miss having some ability to breathe without restrictions, but we can thank allergies for that. So y'all just, you know, just work it out with me. I'm trying to get through this show without coughing too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, just for some reason, I think I've been dodging it because I'm in a house and my commute isn't that long. And it's like I'm parked so close to the building, and it's like, you know, it's just I'm in it like boom, boom. So I've been lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to jinx it, but I've been lucky just because usually, I'm just saying, I thought I had a fight with fighting somebody usually around allergy season, but
yep. So true.
I think staying in is doing me good. Let's just hope that it lasts. Because I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me to go to where I get on the side. I'm like, what? Are you here? But it's working for me right now. But.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Yeah. I think you think y'all are going to be lifted? The social restrictions going to be lifted up soon?
I'm hearing that by the 15th, they're supposed to start opening things. They can eat out. They can eat outside at restaurants, but the inside is still not open. they had this list of things that's slowly opening up, but people, it's no doubt about it. Do not be fooled to think just because outside is opening up, it is safe, and the coronavirus is gone. It's has absolutely everything to do with your life not being worth a damn. They need your money. They need your dollars. The comedy is crap right now. People are losing business, sales, money, et cetera, et cetera. So they have to open it back up, you know, so they can get the money and stuff generating and flowing. And then you have to come out your pockets again when it's time. When it's time to pay for the medical bills. So still, try to practice some of the things that you need to practice, like the social distancing, the mask. I know the mask is, like, aggravating. It's all hell. But it's the precaution. You're taking the necessary precautions. It's worth it in the long run. Just keep in mind, we still have to wait, you know, some time before we see what the crowd from the protesting, if the numbers is going to spike because of that. So be patient, people. Some of you guys are doing great. Some of you guys not so much. But the ones that's doing great, and that's taking the precautions, great job. I know it's hard, especially with the weather coming, getting all nice and stuff. But that's that self-love, I'm telling you, and the love for the people that's around you. But that's a whole nother stuff. Now, welcome, everybody, to Talk Tuesday. We're going to be discussing black media, why it's important for the black community to have its own media outlet, why it's so important to support them, and we're going to answer those questions and more. So if you want to join and speak live with us, 929-477-1436. Don't forget, when prompted, to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with me and I can. So, ready when you are.
Well, you know, I wanted to have this conversation about the importance of black media for a few reasons. One, just doing some, just looking at how things have turned due to the protests, the corona. 2020 in itself have provided us with a lot of data, information, and some perspective, if you have it, on how, where our place in this country is, you know, how our stories are told, how our behaviors are analyzed, and we really need to support, take control, and just pretty much begin a new forms of black media. We can no longer sit back and rely on our normal forms of news, our normal forms of radio, and newspapers as well. I mean, we of course know Black Lives Matter. We're all a part of that. But to maintain that message, we're going to need our own vehicles to do that. We're going to need our own forms of messaging and public relations and information and just pretty much broadcast our messages to ourselves. We need to create new avenues, and the ones that are already in place, we need to support them. Because no one can tell our story like we can. So,
absolutely.
You know, so first, Queen, what is you, from where you stand, what do you see us in terms of our current levels of support for black media, newspapers, podcasts, radio stations, black news networks?
Well, the thing when it comes to I mean, we have some outlets out there, and we have some great ones out there. But what we need to do as being a media outlet is, for one, making sure that you're aware of what's going on and to actually deliver that news out there and make sure you're doing your research, you're doing your, you know, checking your facts. Because, you know, some people, just like social media, I feel like when you have a platform, then when you're going to dish out certain information to your following, then you have to make sure it's accurate. You don't just see something because it sounds good and don't even click on the article and read it and just share it. I think just like our dollars make up majority of, you know, to what's spent and how people make money, the same, we can do the same thing when it comes to our outlets to be able to keep people informed. We got to support each other, interact with each other, learn from each other, collaborate together. You know, how can you know how many times we have invited other hosts or whatever to come up here on the show? Because we're not, you know, we're not looking at anything as a competition thing. And I think that's the kind of thing that's wrong when it comes to building different platforms and stuff. Everybody want to be against each other. When it's strength in numbers and everybody should band together. So you got 10 shows talking about a story, 10 platforms talking about a story. They all should be talking, broadcasting, sharing each other's stuff, tagging each other, following each other. So that message that need to be put out there is going to be strong. Because they're catching it from every angle. Like, for instance, people listen and follow certain podcasts and YouTubers and stuff for certain reasons. Maybe they connect with them a little bit better, or their style of delivery is a little bit different than more that they can relate to. So everybody has to be on the same page, you know. But we have resources out there, but they have to be used and they have to be supported, and people have to be aware of them and they have to be spread around. So, I mean, it's there. You just got to use it and figure it out. And figure it out as a whole, you know. Everybody has to have one common goal in order to make it work.
So. Yeah, you are exactly right. It is so important to invest and support these entities that are currently available to us. You know, because what's happening is we're skipping over them on a radio dial. We're walking right past them when it comes to newspaper. We're typing in CNN and all the other ones instead of checking out some black websites that might have information that is specifically geared to us.
Yep.
You know, we see folks do it in black business, and I couldn't ever remember where we had a straight up conversation about the importance of our form of media. So I wanted to, I thought we should have that, because we always talking about business and black community resources and stuff like that. But, you know, that black owned newspaper is important. Because in the back of that black-owned newspaper, it's going to have information and resources that are especially set up for you, that are customized to you. You know, a website that's reporting news, the same news story, you're just getting a black perspective. And I think it's important for you to get that perspective.
Yep.
You know?
And the thing is, when we are reporting it from our own experience of our own people, but we can relate, we can capture certain things that these mainstream white stations not going to do. Look at what's going on in the world today. Look how many, now, black social media, especially black Twitter, we love you, first of all. because y'all will read the shit out of somebody. But, and I say this because you have the protests, you have the riots, you have the looting and everything that's going on, and you have look at the different ways that those stories are told.
Right.
Look the kind of light that our people is going to be put in, as if we're the only ones that's looting and rioting. And let's be real, it's different levels to rioting. Sometimes you got to be a little forceful. It's not always acting a complete muck and just ransacking everything, you know. But the way it's delivered, and if people can take the positive, just like, for instance, the aftermath of everything, you got people coming together and help fixing stuff up. Where is that? You know?
Yep.
And us as black people, use of using the social media is working out for us, because when you see certain acts of kindness, when you saw certain positive things in these protests and things, and peaceful, we were able to capture it and put it for the world to see. Because people from Jersey might not know, you know, how things was. Y'all out there in Philly, I'm sure there's some good and bad parts to it. But what do you think is being shared?
All negative.
All
negative all the time. You know, and that is something that we, here's the other side of it, because I listen to radio stations that are owned by blacks. Black talk radio is very important to me. If it wasn't for black talk radio, I wouldn't be interested in any podcast. You know, anyone knows my first love is music. You know, so I'll probably be banging my gums about music and pushing music, but I wouldn't be here talking about black issues, business and culture and community and stuff like that, and injustice. I wouldn't know where to begin. I would just be a babbling idiot with no method or technique in how to illustrate such a point on a online radio show or a podcast. I learned that from many years of listening and observing and saying, man, if we're face to face or I'm in a group of people, I could talk my ass off. But when it's just you and you're staring at a computer or you're on your phone and you're doing an interview or you're having a conversation like we're having now, it's our jobs to illustrate a point to make somebody go, you know what, I didn't think of that, or damn, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, I picked that up from, you know, I have broadcasting heroes, guys like Reggie Bryant and Cody Anderson, and, you know, these guys are Philly legends. And I was, you know, blessed enough to meet both of them. And I knew that, okay, I can do this stuff. You know, because I'm talking about this talk anyway. And it's like sometimes just sitting on Facebook and blasting off a post that nobody gives a shit about ain't enough. If you're really trying to get a message out or you're trying to be informative, you have to jump out there. You have to put yourself out there. So we have to appreciate and support these media platforms who are putting themselves out there and who are telling our stories. You know, for instance, what is your opinion about polling, Queen?
Like, you said polling?
Like
taking surveys?
Yeah, like for instance, that the polls, the new polls came out yesterday morning about Joe Biden and Trump. What's your opinion about polling?
I mean, it's when it comes to certain things, it's good to kind of see where people's heads at. Just because everybody has different feelings and reasons to why they feel the way they feel. kind of thing. So different type of polling gets that information out there, so you can know where your target is. You know, who you got to reach out to, what their views are, because I'm telling you, some of these polls and stuff, oh, that's a whole nother show. But Biden versus Trump. Now, first of all, we all know that a lot of people's stance is anybody but Trump. You know. But I've been having kind of mixed reviews, but no, not Trump, definitely not Trump. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Did you put something, was it you that put something on it about how Trump has, like, the people that's on the road with Trump, it's like nobody knows who they are. So if you have to choose between any of those people, you're going to pick the person that you know, and that's how it's set up?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think I did.
You throw so much knowledge out there, he don't.
Yeah. No, I asked that because when we're watching these CNNs and MSNBCs and the like, you know, we always hear them talk about the polling, and then they give you a poll about the nation. Then they'll give you a poll by Democrat and then one by Republican. Then they give you one by Independent. And then they come up with the Black poll and then a Hispanic poll and then the Asian poll. And I go sometimes, I ask myself, what Black folks they talk to? I've even seen them do it when it came to Jersey, when it came to Philly, when it came to New York, when it was these isolated locations and they give these polling numbers. And you look and go, I talk to people all the time and they don't have that opinion. So even down to presidential elections and senatorial and gubernatorial and your city council rep, even the election system is rigged against us when it's being mentioned or used on basic media. When you go listen to Black Talk Radio, you'll get a whole different vibe. You know how I learned about Barack Obama? When it was him and maybe four or five of the people running, before he got elected, before it got down to him and Hillary, I remember it was I think it was Todd or Koontz. I can't remember which one of them. It was Hillary, it was Biden, maybe two other people. Well, he called into WRD in Philly. And I'm going, who the hell is this guy? And I just listened as I was driving into work. And he was explaining his position on reparations. And I remember the host, who, amazing dude by the name of Bill Anderson, good dude. I can catch him on Fox 29 every night, late at night or whatever. He was the AM host, and he was asking Obama specifically, we need to know where you stand on reparations, because you wouldn't give that answer to any other form of media. This is a Black-owned and Black-majority listen to radio station. You're talking directly to your people. What do you say? And he gave his answer. Now, you wouldn't have got that answer anywhere else, because these white folks, they ask it just to pander to us. So he hemmed and hawed, but when he got there, he had no, because they wouldn't let him out the box. No, you got a couple million Black people listening to you right now. You want to answer this shit for us because it's important to us. Even if you don't get it done, we want to at least know that you're of like mind. And he said no. So that told me everything I needed back then. But the bottom line is, I wouldn't have got that answer nowhere else. That is why you need Black media. You know? Have you had a chance to hear about the the goofiness of the Pittsburgh Gazette?
Yeah, Pittsburgh?
And, yeah, it's a it's It's one of the main papers in the city of Pittsburgh. And I picked up on a story a couple days ago. Pittsburgh Gazette removes second black journalist from the protest coverage in 2 days. So June 5th, they removed one sister. June 6th, they removed the brother. The sister was removed because on her Twitter account, she posted pictures of wreckage of a city that was just torn. And her name is Alexis Johnson. And there's pictures of garbage and trash and loot and litter and all kinds of, you know, devastation of an area. And, excuse me, she says in the caption, she goes, horrifying scenes and aftermath from selfish looters who didn't care about this city. And she goes, oh, wait, sorry. No, these are actually pictures from a Kenny Chesney concert tailgate. Whoops. Now, she didn't say what city. She didn't say, she just dropped four pictures. When you look at them, it looks like the looters came through. And she was drawing, she was reporting on something that happened, and she was trying to explain how when we do something, we get labeled. When they do something, it gets swept under the rug. The city spends hundreds of thousands of dollars to clean up the mess. Nobody knows, nobody talks about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was removed. It got so bad that the paper's employee union actually came together and was protesting that newspaper. So if anybody wants to read up on the story, you could. And Pulitzer Prize winning photographer and a very well known news reporter. These two are the dynamic duo in Pittsburgh when it comes to reporting news that affect black people. And the sister got hit, and then the brother spoke out and supported the sister, and he got hit too. So what happened was the city wanted to muzzle them, and the city said they weren't being biased. The newspaper said they weren't being biased.
I heard they wasn't. First of all, they had a platform. Well, she had a platform. She chose to use it in the way that she should use it. And she was absolutely right to do so. They fired her, but they're still out there. And now they're going to have to deal with the backlash of it. Hopefully, it's some type of rally, you know, that's going to make them accountable. And kudos to the guy that decided to speak out, because you don't see that all the time. You need to see people, everybody for themselves. So, if I speak out, are they going to retaliate against me as well? But I hear that. Brother, stood up, sister. But the story is out there. They're not going to be able to backpedal. And she's telling the truth. That was done. The concert was done. They tore the place up. It does look like somebody fried it and just a mess. But see that all over the news. You don't see that all over the news saying, oh, they just trashed the place. Look how much money is going to be spent. And they're going to do the same every year. They're going to do the same concert, same concert, same concert. Because it's okay. But let that would have been some type of rap concert. Even if it wasn't the looting. What if it was a rap concert band? You think they're going to be able to come back and play there? And it's going to be all over the news. It's going to be all over. Look at the aftermath of a rap concert. And you're going to hear the little hillbillies up there saying, we tried to be nice and give them something, and look what they did. I'm telling you.
Goddamn Kenny Chesney. That's just sad. And the point is, this is something that I've heard you know, I remember Tom Joyner did a rant on this particular thing. Because he got tired of hearing about it. You know? I remember he had a big gripe about it. He wrote even a whole editorial on blackamericaweb.com about this very issue. There is how they explain things and how we explain things will never be the same. We cannot even expect that kind of fairness coming from them. Now, I know we were critical of the looters. No, we're supposed to be because it's our community.
Right.
You know, it's our community. We're supposed to be critical. We're supposed to hold our brothers and sisters accountable. Not to say that they can't, but when you're going to spin it in a kind of way where the rioters and the looters were all one and the same, or either the protesters were rioting and looting, if you watched it from day to day, they had a different way of telling the story.
Yeah.
And we got to remember, bad news sells ad dollars. Think about it. When you sit down and you're watching any news show, and you get to the point where the commercials come on, based off of what's going on in that time slot, that commercial could be anywhere from 10 grand to 150 grand. And let me tell you something. White media, you know what's the greatest thing that ever happened to them in the last 4 years? What do you think the best blessing that white corporate media has had since Obama left?
What's the best thing they had? Not for us.
Yeah, what's the best thing that happened to all the news channels?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. What is the one thing that they had to, report everything they can on?
Oh,
in the last 3 years.
The issue I have with that is that those platforms, they so much kind of embrace Trump's ignorance. They will vouch to him, for him. They will make excuses. They will put him in the light as if he's just a sweet things and sugar. For them, they don't have to talk about Obama. Well, no, every chance you get, they still got something to say about Obama. I know Obama just beat up like that. They still talking about.
Well, but here's the thing: Obama wasn't a cash cow for them.
Oh yeah,
his election. Obama's election was a cash cow. His State of the Union addresses were cash cows. But he was not a 24-hour cash cow. Say what you want about Trump, and I can't stand him. Anybody knows me knows I can't stand him either. But he knows how to wrangle a media circus. The ones that love him are tuning in to love him. The ones that hate him are tuning in to hate him.
Yep.
It's to the point where some of the shows on MSNBC were like Rachel Maddow, like Morning Joe. They said, you know, we're going to probably get in trouble for this, but we're not going to tell you what his lady's tweet said. Because they got to the point where they were reading off his tweets just to cover up time. Because when it's time to talk about Trump, everybody leans forward to the TV. Some are clapping and some are with their fists balled up. And what happens is you get to charge the advertisers more money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You charge you charge JCPenney's and Macy's and whoever the fuck. You charge them more money for running airtime. I mean, for playing those commercials. That's what he's doing for them. So when he's gone, you know what happens? So does a whole lot of bread. But not in black media, because we got enough shit to talk about. We don't need Trump.
Yeah, we can kill us. Certain things we have to address. Certain things, it's like, whatever.
Yeah. We got enough culture that when we could talk about music, we could talk about food, and we could talk about history. We could talk about social activism that's going on in our community. Everything is local, mm-hmm. and then we got a whole lot of national stories that we get to talk about. So we don't need that man. We don't need that man. I challenge anybody. Go to blacknews.com. That is one of my favorite black-owned and controlled and operated news websites. I challenge you to go grab the next 15 stories, and you won't come across Trump. The first 15, probably. If you see his name is once, and that's because it's something very, very important that's going to affect you as a black person.
Yep.
So we have to be smarter. Right? We have to be smarter. We have to really, really focus on supporting these black-owned media formats. You know, whether it's we're talking about a podcast, whether we're talking about a radio show, whether we're talking about a local newspaper, whatever the case may be, we really, really need to be supporting. Because at the end of the day, they're going to be honest with you first. You know how many people I've heard on WRD, they got a majority of the elderly who were concerned about where to go get tested for coronavirus. They were giving you location, times, and all that information locally. I'm not talking about some white man running around CNN and MSNBC. He's in fucking East Bumblefuck, and you over in North Philly, or you in Camden, or Trenton. You don't know nothing about what he talking about because he's on the other side of the world. Telling you, Texas is coming to the United States. Okay, that's good. What about my location? That's why you have to support your own. You know? All right, I believe we got a question.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Okay, I just had it in front of me and I lost it. Forgive me, y'all. All right, so apparently, I believe Lady Wren asked a question on the Queen Vi Reality Talk Facebook page. I mean, if you can beat me to it, because I'm having issues here. Let me see.
Hey, people. Can y'all talk about how important it is to buy ads on black media?
Yes. There we go. Sorry about that.
No. Good ass. Well, first of all, that's networking. And we all know how important networking is and getting the word out there and kind of collaborating. Very important. Well, first of all, that's your target audience, is your people. To get the people the services or products or whatever out there. But also buying ads that's black dollars and putting back in to your people. See, my thing is, when it comes to black businesses, and black consumers, all the money is staying with us. Instead of making somebody else rich.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's to be the main goal. So when you buy the ads on black stations, you're getting your product in front of your audience, your people. getting that exposure, and you're also helping that outlet as well. And keeping the money where it's supposed to be at. Making each other rich. You know? I mean, because we did do a show recently, well, the last, what, few months, about Black Dollars Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And how much money Black people contribute to the
mm-hmm.
economy. So if we can put that money solely in our people, then we won't have to worry about. We will start getting the power and upper hand.
Yep. It's yes, it is very important. It is imperative. I've seen a little $125 a month investment help a business grow on a black owned radio station. You know, quick story. I had a former client who was getting into starting up a home healthcare company, and they went and paid buku cash, lots of damn money, putting ads in the Jewish newspaper. When I went and negotiated and came up with, a nice budgeted ad campaign that could run on a black-owned radio station. I mean, dirt cheap. Something like $150 to $250 every 2 months. Well, they went with the Jewish businesses, the Jewish paper, spent thousands of dollars within a short period of time. And got nothing out of it. Didn't pick up not one customer. Finally came back around to my idea. Got on there for 4 months. Picked up 10 customers. Because the people who were listening to that radio station were targeted to her demographic.
Yeah.
You see, I've seen barbershops pick up business. New black-owned hair care companies. You go where the black people are.
Exactly.
If you know that you are having a black-owned business that benefits more black people than anybody else, you go where the black media is. You want to go invest money and spend a lot of money on a newspaper that has everybody on it? Spend money with the Philadelphia Inquirer, the goddamn Daily News, instead of going to the Tribune. When the Tribune is a black newspaper and is geared to the people that you're trying to attract to your business.
That's one of the.
That's why it's so important.
The things that you first start learning when you're about to do a business. Who's your target audience?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, my Philly people who are listening, who remember the bombing of the Move, you know, I witnessed it. I've heard that story told 1,000 times when, you know, as I stood on the corner of 60th and Pine, and I'm looking over one of my favorite stores, and I could see the light from the flames and the smoke, and we had to move back because the smoke got too heavy. I was a young boy. I remember those kids walking by. We weren't nice to those kids, I'm not going to lie, but we remembered them. Because we weren't nice because they were different. And you know, we're taught that as goofy fucking kids. We're not, we're just asshole kids when we're kids. But the point is, we saw them. We remembered them. And they weren't there anymore one day. They were dead. And as you grow up and you hear all the different documentaries and the different people come flying into town to tell the story, is it the same story as a person who lived in your community?
All right.
Are they going to be able to tell you what time of day the Move Kids is coming through? No. They're going to tell you about the horror. They're going to tell you about the bullshit. They're not going to tell you. They wouldn't know that a certain time of the day they'll come in their shopping carts from collecting cans and going to food banks or wherever the hell they did. They're not going to remember that because they didn't know. They weren't there. But a local newspaper will know because they talked to the people down there. The Tribune can tell that story. A black newspaper can tell that story. Or, you know, one like the West Side Weekly, it can tell that story because it's geared to that community. It's not black owned, but it's catered to blacks. It focuses on blacks. The bottom line is when you support black controlled and black owned businesses, and you in the media that relies on those businesses to come through, you are supporting yourself. There ain't not one week I can remember where I didn't listen to a black-owned radio station. I found out something that can help me. No matter how great or how small, I always find out something that can help me. Mm. You know, so yes, the whole idea of putting ads, and for you business owners who feel like you're lost and you feel like, oh, man, I tried it all. Did you try advertising on a black-owned radio station? Did you try putting an ad in a black newspaper? Did you try reaching out to a black podcaster or black online radio station? What have you tried? So don't say you tried it all, because you didn't, because you didn't turn to your own. Posting on social media ain't enough. You got to do more. Oh, I got a website. I'm going to post on Google. That ain't enough. You have to think outside the box. So, yes, running those ads are so important. Mm-hmm. Y'all support the ads y'all hear on Hot This and Power That, right? Let Part 99, oh, come on down. The clubs is open up. That's why you listen to it and the commercials come on before the corona shit, everything. Oh, they always promoting a club, always promoting a bar or some bullshit with the drinks of this on Thursday nights and Tuesdays. Oh, the dumb fuck shit that nobody really gives a fuck about. The unimportant retard shit. Libations and good times, ass shakery. You don't hear nothing on there. Maybe from time to time, oh, there's a job fair. And I know some of the people that buy ads on there. I know I always best care have to spend extra money to get people to come down to their job fairs. I know how Brown has to pay money to get, you know, his supermarkets on Hot This and Power That. See, they run them pockets because it's something informative. And you don't supposed to listen to them stations for information. You're supposed to listen to them to shake your goofy ass.
All right. Entertainment.
So 2020 has took your entertainment, turned it upside down, smeared it in dog shit, and gave it back to you. Made you stay in the house, and half of you didn't know what to do with yourselves. Some of you are business owners and did nothing but sit around and jerk off all goddamn day, and then you want to hit me up with ideas. They don't make no sense because it opened up last week. It's shipping closed for 3-4 months almost, and you just coming up with ideas when it opened up? Have you reached out to any black media? Have you hit up any? Had you asked how much it's going to cost to run an ad on the Queen Vi Network? Or can y'all post something for me?
No.
Shout out to Limited Edition on Instagram for reposting our flyer. We appreciate you.
Okay.
See, that's how that works. Her name is immortalized now. 30, 40 years from now, I can go back. And I can go play this joint, and I'm still going to remember that name. I'm still hear my voice. You see how you see how black folks supposed to support each other?
Absolutely.
That's how it works. So it's time to stop being goofy. Support black media.
We tell people all the time. You can come on a show and be a guest. We do business shows. We let people come promote themselves. Just like the page, share the page, because when we promote, when we do a show and you're going to be on a show, we're going to like your page and we're going to tag you. We're going to have your picture up there on the flyer. So, I mean, I think we do our part.
Right.
You know, and everybody knows the same. We had past situations where people couldn't even promote something that they're a part of.
Right. That's the funny part. That is hilarious. You don't even support your damn selves, and we're trying to break y'all out of that. We're trying to get y'all to think black, buy black, support black.
Yes.
And I found it. You know what? I just sat back and looked, Queen. You know how many black business owners in these work from home ass people want to start businesses from home. And I love the ones who are taking it seriously, the ones who are just dicking off. I don't know what to say to you. They love posting that information about the burning of the Black Wall Street. But it's the same ones. I said I give personal invites to Black Business Days or shows where we're asking people to call in and send information, and I don't get shit from you. We ain't asking you to pay us. And I'm going to get to that because we got a question relating to that. We're offering you a chance to get on and talk to all our listeners about what you do.
No.
You won't even come support yourself for free.
And anybody that, and all you need is about 5 minutes. It's not like we asked you to do a long show.
Yes. We didn't ask you to come host the show.
What's your name? Where are you from? What you do? Tell us about you. Shout out to information. Because we're all about collaborating with people, cross promotion, giving people a platform. Like somebody invite me on, I don't care if you got one viewer, 10 or 100. That's 1, 10, or 100 that I possibly didn't have. You know, no matter how big or small that person's audience is, just come.
Yep.
Come do something for you. You got to believe in you. You have to be able to support you to make other people want to come and jump on.
Yep. All right, we got a quick question. All right, this is from Chris, my man Chris from Delaware. What's up, bro? And he is saying he's listening live, and he says he understands the benefits to promoting businesses on podcasts and online radio shows. But how beneficial is it for us, the business owners, to have to pay to come in and do an interview? How fair is that?
Well, first of all, when you reach out to these podcasts or internet-based radio shows, see if you have to pay, because you don't always have to pay, you know, to get on. And then if it's something that you have to pay for, make it make sense. Look at their viewers. Make sure what you're paying is, you know, worth it. Look at their audience, their numbers. But it's an investment. We have to, when we do certain things for our business, we always have to look at it as a investment. So if somebody have you come on a show and you're paying for an interview, then for one, you get to keep that interview. You'll always have that. You can post that clip and use it for promotion, use it as a commercial, or whatever you need to do to get it out there. So you could pay that one fee and you can use it 1,000 times. So you got to look at certain things as an investment, but also make it make sense, you know, when it's for your investment, for whatever you're paying to be on that show for an interview. You know, just like if you was to pay somebody to do a flyer or pay to get flyers made, the print it to pass out, you know, it's an investment. And in your business, you have to invest.
Yeah. And real quick, because I've produced some shows where the host and the owner of the platform made the transition from doing free to, hey, I'm gonna have to charge these rappers $50. I get it, and especially when you have tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of followers, right? you took the time and energy and investment into building this platform and a follower and viewerships and listeners and whatnot. And you do that with the hopes of being able for the business. This is a business at this point. Now you needed to support. You needed to pay it to pay for itself. Your $50 or $40 or whatever it is for you to sit down and do that 20-minute interview, you get to walk away with a copy of that interview. You get to be placed on the platform forever. So, yeah, it's no different than you putting an ad in the paper, and it's marketing. You write it up under the marketing budget. It is fair. How is it not fair for someone to grind their ass off and build a following and so have supporters, and they introduce your business,
mm-hmm.
and they choose to charge you? I'm not saying everyone should charge, but I'm saying is if you feel as though you have to so you can keep this format up, then guess what? That's the way it has to be. Because I don't care. Go pick your favorite podcast, the Joe Buttons, the Nicki Minaj. It don't matter what podcast you listen to. At some point, they're going to need sponsors. So that means they're going to charge people for them to say their names. Yes, this is community service for us at this point. This is us giving back. Us providing y'all with a conversation. You can either agree or disagree, but we hope that you walk away feeling like, you know, we gave you something to think about. And you know us, anytime you can call up and talk to us. But if times get tough, and Queen say, hey, $20 for an interview, $30, $40 for an interview. That's what it is. It's a business decision. So, no, I'm not mad at them. And you shouldn't be either. You should be happy. Because you're going to be able to sit back and play to your friends and family this interview. You get to put it on your social media. So, you know, we got to get out of this, hey, give me a discount, give me something free mindset. So,
yeah.
Well, we're about to wrap it up. What's your closing thoughts on the importance of Black media, Queen?
Support it. Do your research. Start listening to some of them. It's very important that you hear our stories from our people. You know, share the stories. You never know who can relate to something that's going on, too. It's all about delivery and being able to control the content that they put out there about us, which is very important. So support, join. It's another movement, you know. Join it, be a part of it in whatever way you can be, so we can get the facts. Something that's for the people, by the people.
Yep. And that is the best way I can look. Let me give you an example. After when Obama became the nominee in his first run, almost every major news media network hired and ushered in Black journalists left and right. Newspaper guys were on TV. Guys who write stories in newspaper were on TV looking weird as fuck. They didn't care. Pundits, they were falling out. They couldn't pack enough Black people on TV. The minute he got elected, they all disappeared. Al Sharpton had a show every day after Obama's second term was locked, signed, sealed, delivered, and he became president for the second time. They put his ass on Saturdays and Sundays. This is why it's important for us to have our own shit, so we get to control the narrative and tell our own stories. Because if you're just going to rely on them to tell the story, it's going to be half-assed. So.
All right. You won't get in trouble
Queen.
For doing so. Fired and let go and, you know.
Yep.
But I do want to thank everybody for listening in. We will be back for Therapy Thursday. that concludes our time for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.